You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Zhuxi Szabo and Tim Ward, here to tell us all about the Rainbow Group. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you for having us.
So, first of all, simply give us an introduction to the Rainbow Group, please.
We started during COVID. What happened was lots of organisations, small ones, were doing little Zooms here, there and everywhere. One of my managers, Amy, she was actually on a visionary call, I think, with managers, and sort of mentioned that we were doing something. Did anybody want to join us? And I think Zhuxi might have been on that call. Us two, we somehow, Amy put us together anyway. We found out that, yeah, we could do this, and maybe ask for some other organisations as well. I think we put an email out, Five Visionary, and we had, I think, three other organisations joined us at the time. So there's obviously Site Advice South Lakes in Cumbria, Support for Site, and now we have Outlookers, we have Site Airedale, very important, and we have Vicky Blenko from Sutton Vision in London. So that's our gang at the moment. And we decided there were two aspects to us. One was technology, which I sort of took care of, called that bit Future Vision. And one was sort of more interest, if you like, more interest groups, a bit wider. And Zhuxi took care of that. And obviously we'll explain later on the types of speakers and the type of events that we've had in the last, nearly 5 years now.
Now, give us a bit of a flavour as to what some of the external speakers who come in to the sessions talk about.
Okay, so I will start with what we call the well-being sessions, which is the second Thursday of each month, 10 o'clock, which is our first session of the month. So we have doctors from a research background who are researching various therapies for various eye conditions. We invite national organizations like we have regularly the Macular Society or the RNIB giving us a yearly kind of update on what they are up to, what they are doing for their community. We have various people with sight loss. So we had athletes in the past, and soon we're going to have a lady who is an 8-time world champion in sailing. We had authors who have published books regarding the sight loss or something to do with kind of their stories, how they managed to stay independent despite their sight loss. We have service providers as well, just generally any other national or local charities that can have visually impaired members. Tim and I hold the Christmas quiz, which is one of our funniest event, and is always really, I think is really good, and I always go out of my way to get really hard questions, obviously, that nobody knows the answers for. We had a comedian who is visually impaired, Marcus, who is actually was on Britain's Got Talent, but we had him before he made it to the final, so he came and did a little talk and a little bit of a comedy for our group. We have a gentleman called the Blind Poet, who's very well known in the VR community and has loads of social media contacts on Facebook and various other platforms. And not long ago, a couple of months ago, we had a chap who calls himself the Blind Chocolatier. He's making absolutely fabulous chocolates and selling them.
Tim, how about your technology sessions?
Yeah, but we call it Future Vision, and we sort of have two or three themes, future. So we have some stuff that's actually not on the market yet, but we had Robbie the robot dog the other month. He was from Glasgow University. This is a robot that can read a supermarket in 20 minutes, and then you can hire Robbie and he will tell you where the baked beans are. And that's a nice local one. We'd be quite lucky to have some people quite early. We had NaviLens from Barcelona, four and a half years ago. We've had Way Around. They were from Texas. That was quite nice. But then we also have sort of local people like Optelec, Humanware, Alan and Lucy from Humanware do something every now and again on video technology, things you can actually buy now. And we also have the small companies like Tara Tech, but they have fabulous products which they showcase, which aren't mass market products. And Steve Nutt from Computer Room, Comprom. Steve Nutt, he's always got something different to show. And sometimes we will do it ourselves.
Well, for more information on all things Rainbow Group and how to get involved in the sessions, whether they be well-being or the technology ones, how can people find out more and get involved?
So they can send an email to me on info@support4 site.org.uk. They can just say, can you put my email address to your list? And then I will do that. And then they get the advert as and when they are ready. But usually latest Monday, the couple of days before the session, we would send the emails out. People can follow us on Facebook as well, LinkedIn. We put those sessions on as well as advertisement.
Yeah, Cited by South Lakes on Facebook. You'll find us there as well. But as I say, we don't change the link for a reason. It's always the same time. Because sometimes people, you know, for whatever reason, don't get the email or can't find Facebook, but they know exactly where we are.
Good stuff. Well, Shishi Sabo and Tim Ward from Rainbow Group, thank you so much for telling us all about the organisation and joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.